Dalit Christians and Muslims of India will once again observe Black Day on August the 10th this year to highlight the discrimination that low-caste Christians and Muslims have been facing for 67 years. India's Catholic bishops want to remind the people that the country bears a constitution-based discrimination against Dalit Christians, that is, Dalits who embrace Christianity. Dalit, which means broken or downtrodden, denotes former untouchables so low in social status that they were considered outcasts or outside the caste system of Hindu society. The Indian constitution reserves special privileges and benefits such as quota in government jobs and educational institutions for Dalits, tribal groups and scheduled castes to help their socio-economic uplift. The constitution order that India's first president Rajendra Prasad signed on August the 10th, 1950, initially stated that no person who professes a religion different from the Hindu religion shall be deemed to be a member of a scheduled caste. Subsequently, the order was modified to include Sikhs in 1956 and Buddhists in 1990 after they protested, but Muslims and Christians of low caste origin were excluded. Dalits form the bulk of India's Christian community, who make up 2.3% of the country's population. Dalit Christians and Muslims have been observing Black Day on August the 10th, the anniversary of signing of the controversial Presidential Order Paragraph 3. First observed in 2009, it was organized by the Catholic Bishops' Conference of India, CBCI, the National Council of Churches in India, and the National Council of Dalit Christians. To know about the issue of Dalit Christians, we talked to Father Deva Sagaya Raj, Secretary of the CBCI Office for Scheduled and Backward Classes. Speaking on the phone from his office in New Delhi, Father Raj first explained who Dalits are.
In the Indian caste system, the Dalits are the so-called untouchable people, the outcast people. In the 16th century, many of the Dalits became Christians and they are called Dalit Christians. Even after becoming Christians, they undergo the same socio-economic exclusion. And the Dalit Christians form majority in the Catholic Church. That is, 65% of the Catholics in India are Dalits. That's why the Church gives importance to the Dalit Christians.
What is the problem about them with the government?
The Dalits have been discriminated for centuries. So the government is giving affirmative action to the Dalits by giving reservations in the jobs, in the schools, higher education, by giving scholarship, by giving special economic packages. These affirmative action programs are denied to the Dalit Christians because they became Christians. This is against the Constitution of India, which says that nobody should be discriminated based on the religion. This particular law, that is Presidential Order 1950, paragraph says only Hindus, Sikhs and Buddhists can be in the scheduled caste list. Thus they deny the scheduled caste status, the affirmative action programs to the Dalit Christians.
Now, besides the constitutional discrimination that Christians face, in what other ways are these Dalit Christians denied their rights? Are they continued to look down upon by the society as such and denied whatever rights that constitution grants them?
It is true that even after conversion to Christianity, the general society as well as some of the pockets, the Christians, caste Christians themselves discriminate the Dalits. So they have social exclusion by society as well as by some of the caste Christians. They also face the atrocities by the people as well as caste Christians in many places.
Within the church and within the Christian communities, does this caste system still exist and are they still segregated?
Yes, in many places it is expressed in different ways. For example, in some places there are two cemeteries, two years caste. They have two celebrations of the parish feast. To your surprise, there are also some churches which are meant for the Dalits and non-Dalits. And in some places, these Dalits are not admitted in the choir or serving on the altar, or they are not allowed to read the Bible during the Mass. So these are some of the forms of discrimination. In some places, they are not admitted to priesthood or to the religious societies. So the discrimination is expressed in different ways in different places.
Recently, India has seen a surge in attacks against Dalits at large in India. Why is this taking place?
The Dalits are not considered to be human beings according to the general society. That's why they think that they can make atrocities on them, they can attack them, they can even kill them. That's why we find that every day Dalit huts are burned, Dalits are attacked, and every day Dalits are killed, and Dalit women are raped, because they are not considered to be equal to other people. They consider them as animals, less than human beings. So the other thing is, there are also no voices to speak against these atrocities. There are no people who can speak for them. Though there are laws to protect them, these laws are not properly implemented or executed. And the church has always condemned this kind of atrocities against these Dalits.
I believe the Black Day is one such day where you can make this voice of the Dalits heard. Could you tell us what this Black Day is all about? How did it all begin?
The 1950 Presidential Order, paragraph 3, says only the Hindus can be in the scheduled caste list to get affirmative action program. Thus, the Dalit Muslims are denied of their rights. So that day is observed as Black Day by the Dalit Christians as well as by Dalit Muslims. It is a Black Day because they are denied of their basic rights, constitutional rights. That's why people observe it as a Black Day.
In what way is this Black Day observed, Father, August the 10th?
The news about the Black Day is sent to all the churches, both Protestants and the Catholic churches. The Catholic churches as well as the Protestant churches jointly organize this. It is observed in district level as well as the state level. The national capital also, we have it in front of the Sacred Heart Cathedral, where the Delhi Christians come and observe it as a Black Day. And they express their grievance that they are not included in the scheduled caste list. And they also submit memorandum to the officials as well as to the government, telling that it is the denial of rights of the Dalit Christians.
Do the Muslims also join you, Father, in this Black Day?
Yes, in many places Muslims do join the Black Day, because their Dalit Muslims, their rights are denied, so they also join us. In some places, rallies and public meetings are conducted on this Black Day.
Do you have only this Black Day per year, or do you have several other protests, marches, and all that?
Yeah, we do it every year, but we also do national level demonstration as well as a state level demonstration demanding the scheduled caste status for the Dalit Christians, Dalit Muslims. For example, on December 7th this year, we are going to have a national demonstration in Delhi to demand our rights from the government.
What has been some of the activities of your office for scheduled castes and backward classes on behalf of Dalit Christians?
Yeah. In December 2016, the Catholic Bishops' Conference of India has come out with a Dalit empowerment policy in the Catholic Church in India. It clearly spells what are the different programs to empower the Dalits. For example, especially the empowerment of Dalit leaders, Dalit women, Dalit youth. Especially, importance should be given for the education, employment, and entrepreneurship of the Dalits wherever it is possible. So we are planning different action programs which will be coming in the coming days. But even earlier, the church has been doing different ways. This time it has come out with a clear idea and programs on what to do to empower the Dalit Christians within the church as well as in the society.
For this August 10th Black Day, are you also using the social media, the new media, to strengthen and rally support for your movement?
Yes, what we do is we try to do different ways. For example, we have already printed posters, and we are also posting in the social media like Facebook. We are also using the WhatsApp groups, and we also send messages to letters to all the bishops, all the secretaries, and whoever people are in our contact, the people who share this. So if we share this idea through social media, as well as print media, as well as digital media, so that the message is spread to all the people, not only to Christians, but all the people in India, so that they also understand the plight of the Dalit Christians, Dalit Muslims.
Finally, Father, what would be your message for Black Day 2017 from the Catholic Bishops' Conference of India?
The Catholic Bishop Conference of India appeals to all the Christians in India, all the people of goodwill, to understand the problem of the Dalit Christians, Dalit Muslims, and to support the issue, because it is a denial of constitutional right, it is a denial of the human right, it is denial of their freedom to practice any religion. It's because they are practicing Christians and Islam, they care Christianity and Islam, they cannot be denied the basic constitutional rights. So we appeal not only to Christians but to the whole society to support this issue, which is a just issue.